I'm WBFL reporter Nick Lippa, and today I'm here with Short Moscato, MC producer for 14 Trap Doors, who recently entered the Tiny Desk contest. And I wanted to ask, are you a fan of those Tiny Desk videos?
You know, I had watched a lot of the Tiny Desks, and like it was everything was so diverse. So I listened to Baths, and I heard Baths live one. And I saw like Odyssey did one.
I wanna make nonstop profit. I wanna make a nonprofit. Close down the store when I go shopping. Open up the floor for a close topic. Relax on the beach in remote tropics. Grind like I'm broken, I'm so jobless. Feeling like it's me against the world, it's the other way around. We polluting and we won't stop it. I wanna stay at home and play Xbox, but my homies keep on hitting up my inbox. Say it's been a long time since they see me, so I'm cutting off the TV and I meet them at the next spot.
And all these different just artists that were so unique, yet they could capture like who they were, what they did, their sound in this Tiny Desk setting. And it was really inspiring. I'm just like, man, that's so cool. It's kind of like what we do all the time when we're with our friends. We're just kind of jamming out, rapping to each other, and we're always near a desk. So, you know, I thought it was really cool. And I love the concept. The sound sounds great, and it's really well done.
Let's talk about your video. Describe what was in the video.
It was me. I was on the floor. The camera was about eye height for me, so it was kind of low compared to Marty, who was WZA, and Bennyface behind me on a couch. And I was rapping. Marty was playing the MV, and Jordan was playing a machine-type NPC thing. And we just, like, did it out of nowhere. We didn't even, like, plan it. I just had a verse in my head. They started making a beat, and we just did it. And we were like, that came out pretty damn good. So it was great.
So was it improvised?
Yeah, I mean, as far as we didn't practice it, yes, it was improvised. I had a verse, they played a beat, I found one that made sense to me, and it just flowed. And we were like surprised. We're like, wow, that came out good. That came out good, man. You know, so when that happens, it's like, wow, that was so organic, that's so special. Had to submit it.
And that was, it was a minute long. Now, when people usually look at, you know, a Tiny Desk project, a lot of people, yeah, I talked to another band today where they're like, well, we spent like 3 hours working on, you know, different takes and testing different things and playing different songs. And then we picked one of them that we liked. Your creative process through doing this seems to be differently. And it's interesting.
Yeah. No, I mean, we really wanted to make something that was off the top and unique. Personally, I love to repetitively practice and make sure things are perfect. But we just like tried it out and it worked out so well that we were like, okay, well, we gotta do this more often. And not only that, this is a great piece, improvised and very soulful. And you know, it was like 99 degrees in that room. I'll never forget how hot it was in that room when we first did that. And we never even released it before the Tiny Desk because we wanted it to be on that. So yeah, no, it was a really cool experience. It was very different.
And can you talk about, now, did that song turn into anything?
No.
Not yet?
I feel like I just don't want to re-rap raps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if, like, it's out there, I'm not going to redo it over another beat. I feel like just moving on to the next thing. You know, I think that's therapeutic to just move on and make something new.
So this is a piece you did that is entirely unique just to Tiny Desk then?
Correct. And for them, too. That beat didn't make... We didn't record that beat into the computer. Jordan never used that piano sample again. Marty never used the SP like that again. And I never used that verse for anything. We just did it, and it did it. And it was great.
Yeah. Yo. I hear Satan saying, call Ayatollah, and push my soul inside of a stroller, and brush breast skin off of all of my molars, but I don't drink cola, my aura is solar, I'm G.I. Joe, tossing quotes at Cobra, pops ran quotes for La Cosa Nostra, and cops popping doors shooting Labradors, so we stay in this lab like animorphs, Dexter, yes sir, Nikki Tesla, cause more is less, and less is more, so I'm a fake drown and kiss Wendy Peppercorn. My Sandlot jam out to Herbie Hancock, and I'm swerving, curving. Man, I can't stop. Suburban, urban, this planet gon' rock. We out here building like Santa owns shops, and your face with it, the flow's audio Botox. Stop.
It being improvised and all these things, you can almost see it in the video, like how excited we are. Like, I'm like moving my arms, like just talking and talking, and like Jordan just sweating. He's, you can see him like wiping beads of sweat off his head. He's just like going through it. It's just, it was a great time. It was a great day, and it was cool that we got to put it up for NPR.
So tell me a little bit about the name of your group.
14 Trapdoors is our name. Not a long backstory, but first, Wizza, Marty in our group, last year was out in California trimming marijuana for legal marijuana sales and stuff like that. And me and Jordan were still back in Buffalo. We had all of Marty's stuff because he's our engineer. We had his mic and his, you know, we basically had all his stuff interface. So we started recording stuff. We're like, man, this is cool. This is really going well. And we thought of trying to think of cool names for a group we would make. And like one was like Realms and it's like just stupid ones. And then we were on Twitter and I follow this weird Twitter bot thing. It's like it just spits out random numbers and words. And it said like 34 trapdoors. I was like, Jordan, this is sweet. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, nah, but 34 doesn't sound that cool. So we said 14. Later did we not know that 7 plus 1 plus 6, the area code of Buffalo, adds up to 14. So that's some like fate type stuff. And it, like that was a great, like we were like, oh my God, like that's so crazy. And then we invited Marty in the group and now we, yeah, we're doing really well. I mean, we just dropped our single. It's got like 60,000 streams on Spotify and we're very thankful to have a great team.
Where is your favorite place to perform?
I've performed everywhere, which is a good person to ask. And I would say Town Ballroom. And Mohawk, they're very close just because of Mohawk's history, and I have this huge, I have a punk obsession and things like that, and I just remember the history of it, and it means a lot to me, but Town Ballroom is great. I love the way it's set up. Kind of reminds me of like a Shakespeare theater. So yeah, I would say there. And also like even the grimy, like not even grimy, but like the grungier places where like the sound's not as great, but you're having a lot of fun. Electric Avenue or Milky's, places like that. Like I still have fun there too, and I love doing it.
All right, let's get to know you a little bit here. What's your favorite place to eat that not a lot of people in Buffalo know about?
Nick's Place, but they know about it. But Nick's Place on Amherst, it's a breakfast spot. It's open at like 3 p.m., owned by a family. Everyone in the family works there. You know, the nana's walking around barking orders. It's great. It's just a beautiful place. Great food.
So you're familiar with that area. How do you feel about Wegmans not being open past midnight anymore?
Okay, let me tell you on behalf of the person behind me, as well as many of my friends, we are not okay. And it's not even just because maybe at 1 a.m. we've run out of beer. It's more about the 2 a.m. give me some food stuff that really hurts, because you could pick like some pretty healthy stuff at Wegmans at 2 a.m. in comparison to, you know, some fast food stuff. And also like Wegmans with no one there is just awesome. It feels like you're in like a candy land. You can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Go ahead, touch a shampoo. Think about it. Any type of candy. Any type of candy you want is just down there, you know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't like it. That's my answer. You can just take all the rest of that out and say, I don't like it.
I mean, shampoo kind of looks like candy to kids. That's why they put the labels on.
Oh, man. You're right, though.
You can find Short Moscato and 14 Trapdoors all over social media, a bunch of different platforms.
14 Trapdoors is at 14 Trapdoors on Instagram and at on Twitter. My name is Short Moscato, so Short, and then Moscato like the wine. Twitter, Instagram, and happy to be here today. Thank you so much. Animorphs, Dexter, yes sir, Nikki Tesla, cause more is less and less is more. So I'm a fake drowning kiss Wendy Pepper.